you've probably realised by now this is the very last episode of this podcast, J'améliore mon anglais. If you've been listening to all the episodes until now, then I would have two recommendations for you. The first one, if you feel like it, is to listen to previous episodes randomly. You can keep listening, there will always be good practice, something new for you. Maybe each time you will give a better answer to my question. So I recommend that you go back to previous episodes in a sort of random manner. My second and maybe most important advice is that you join the Facebook group that I created, which has precisely the same name as this podcast series, J'améliore mon anglais. You can go on Facebook, so, and I will be sharing a lot of tips. I will be sort of animating the group to encourage exchange, to encourage you to write and participate in the group. And I will, it's a new group, so I think it still has to find its structure, but I really aim for it to be there to help you. So thank you very much for listening to all these episodes. This is the last one, episode 200. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to this new episode of J'améliore mon anglais, a podcast series from langonaut.com. My name is Séverine Domies, and today for this very last episode, episode 200, I found an article which is in line with the situation of this podcast coming to an end. So it's kind of like saying all good things come to an end. It's time to move on and explore pastures new. As I was saying, today's article is in line with this episode being the last one of this series. All good things come to an end and it's time to move on. This article's title is Belgium Stops Telegram Services. Believe it or not, this is dated December 2017. I didn't even know there were still telegrams available in those days, 2017. So I'll give you a little bit of vocabulary to be ready for this text, but you'll see it's not particularly difficult. So one expression is as of, followed by a day. It means starting and a day. So you could say as of tomorrow or starting tomorrow. It's the same meaning. As of yesterday, starting yesterday. Well, starting yesterday, it's a bit odd, but as of means this is when it starts. To launch is actually to start something. The line was laid. It means the line was installed. Laid, L-A-I-D. The line was laid. To decrease is when a quantity is going down. Decrease, D-E-C-R-E-A-S-E, decrease. And then we have to drop. It's like decrease, so the quantity is going down, but very quickly. So we have to decrease and to drop. To maintain the service is to keep the service going. Keep it going. Maintain the service. I read back the vocabulary from the text and then we move on to the first reading. As of, followed by a day. To launch, the line was laid. To decrease, to drop, to maintain the service. Belgium stops telegram services. After 171 years of existence, telegram services were permanently stopped in Belgium as of yesterday. The service was launched in 1846, and about 9,000 telegrams were sent across the country from January 2017 to November 2017. The first telegram line was laid from Belgium's capital, Brussels, to Antwerp. Usage of telegram has decreased enormously over the decades. According to Proximus statistics, about 1.5 million telegrams were sent during the early 1980s, with many telegrams coming from Italy. But the number dropped to 50,000 in the early 2010s. Sending a 20-word message via telegram in Belgium would cost around 16 euros. Most of the current users of Telegram will shift to registered mail. We see no reason to force the company to maintain this service. Telegram is still functional in Italy. It was invented in Great Britain in the 1830s, but was stopped there in 1982. The United States stopped Telegram services in 2006. And the last telegram in India was sent on July the 14th, 2013. So that's the situation in Belgium. It is quite interesting to see the time difference or the delay between one country stopping telegram services and another. As of today, I don't know which countries still have a telegram service. That would probably be quite interesting. This article was in 2017. Maybe they still have it in Italy. Maybe they have stopped it by now. It would be interesting, I think. So yeah, I said it's from 2017, but I didn't say it comes from Wikinews. If you want to read the full article and see the references, then you can find the link on longonaut.com. Before we move on to the second part, I have a little question for you. I think by now you're probably good with dates, so that's fine. But in this text, we talk about the number of telegrams sent in different times. So recently, in the 80s, and before that, and in different countries. So I would like you to pay attention to those numbers. And if you're not sure about the dates, that could be another extra exercise. Right, let's move on to the second part. Vocabulary again, then a faster reading, and my question, the last one. This is your chance to say everything you want to say. Try to make this answer as long as possible. Right, vocabulary. As of, followed by a day. As of today, as of yesterday. It means starting. To launch is to start. The line was laid. The line was installed. To decrease is when a quantity is going down. To drop is when the quantity is going down, but quickly. To maintain the service is to keep the service. Belgium stops telegram services. After 171 years of existence, telegram services were permanently stopped in Belgium as of yesterday. The service was launched in 1846 and about 9,000 telegrams were sent across the country from January 2017 to November 2017. The first telegram line was laid from Belgium's capital, Brussels, to Antwerp. Usage of telegram has decreased enormously over the decades. According to Proximus' statistics, about 1.5 million telegrams were sent during the early 1980s, with many telegrams coming from Italy, but the number dropped to 50,000 in the early 2010s. Sending a 20-word message via telegram in Belgium would cost around 16 euros. Most of the current users of Telegram will shift to registered mail. We see no reason to force the company to maintain this service. Telegram is still functional in Italy. It was invented in Great Britain in the 1830s, but was stopped there in 1982. The United States dropped telegram services in 2006, and the last telegram in India was sent on July 14, 2013. Now here is my question to you. What is your favourite channel of communication, and why? That's all for today. Thank you very much for having listened to this podcast, to this series. I hope to see you on Facebook, on the Facebook group called J'améliore mon anglais by Séverine Domise. And best of luck with your learning. If I can help you, let me know. And enjoy life. Have fun. Bye.